Books on Tape presents Labyrinth by Kate Moss, read by Danaida Peters. Prologue. 1. Pic du Soularac, Sabarte Mountains, Southwest France, Monday, 4 July, 2005. A single line of blood trickles down the pale underside of her arm, a red seam on a white sleeve. At first, Alice thinks it's just a fly and takes no notice. Insects are an occupational hazard at a dig, and for some reason there are more flies higher up the mountain where she is working than at the main excavation site lower down. Then a drop of blood splashes onto her bare leg, exploding like a firework in the sky on Guy Fawkes night. This time she does look and sees that the cut on the inside of her elbow has opened again. It's a deep wound which doesn't want to heal. She sighs and pushes the plaster and lint dressing tighter against her skin. Then, since there's no one around to see, she licks the red smear from her wrist. Strands of hair, the colour of soft brown sugar, have come loose from under her cap. She tucks them behind her ears and wipes her forehead with her handkerchief before twisting her ponytail back into a tight knot at the nape of her neck. Her concentration broken, Alice stands up and stretches her slim legs, lightly tanned by the sun. Dressed in cut-off denim shorts, a tight white sleeveless T-shirt and cap, she looks little more than a teenager. She used to mind. Now, as she gets older, she sees the advantage of looking younger than her years. The only touches of glamour are her delicate silver earrings in the shape of stars, which glint like sequins. Alice unscrews the top of her water bottle. It's warm, but she's too thirsty to care and drinks it down in great gulps. Below, the heat haze shimmers.